proclamation number 4783 dated the November 19th, 1949. The Lord's visible appearance. I want to give those of you who are my own a sign before I intervene in world events for the sake of saving erring souls. I want to provide you with the evidence that all my announcements will come true, and I want to reveal myself to each one of you in a different way. Nevertheless, a vigilant person will know that it is I who approaches him, even though I choose a form for myself which adapts itself to its environment, which will not give the impression of being unusual. I want to come to everyone who wants to be of service to me and ensures the distribution of my word. I personally want to come to you in order to strengthen your faith, so that you can endure the following events calmly and collectively and will be able to assist your fellow human beings. For you, my servants, must remain calm and level-headed in the general turmoil in order to provide consolation and help where the adversity is great and help is needed. Anyone who recognizes me straight away will feel blissfully happy in my presence and accept every word from me as a gift of boundless love, and his heart will equally come aglow with love. My strength will flow into him so that he could accomplish anything if he wanted to. However, not everyone will recognize me straight away, yet some will sense that a special person is speaking to them whose words they accept as absolute truth. And only in the end will they recognize me in a flash and cheer and, if I have left them, glorify me as I will nevertheless remain as an indelible image in the heart of the one I delight with my presence. Thus they will find me in their heart again even when I'm no longer physically visible to them, so that they will constantly be able to draw strength from it and diligently accomplish the work for my kingdom after I have spoken from above, which will result in acute adversity for people. Then much work will be in store for my own and I myself will help them. I myself will speak through my own to all those who want to hear me and give credence to the words of my own. I will speak to them, and you will testify to me, you will mention my appearance and with lively words express what you feel for me in your heart. You will win many over, since in view of the great adversity people will be grateful for every explanation, consolation and help. You will work for me and my kingdom because you feel impelled by me, who dwells in your heart and whom you will never lose again once you have seen him. I will never ever let go of that which has become my own. This is why I will come to my own during the last days before the end, and they will recognize me because love will tell them who I am. And their bliss will accord to their degree of love when they behold me. Anyone who looks into my eyes will be overcome by an incomparable sensation of bliss, so that he will recognize more than a mere person in me. Admittedly, someone who is weak in faith and love and nevertheless wants to strive towards me, will not instantly recognize me, yet my words will touch his heart and kindle the fire of love in him. Then he will recognize me. Sometimes only after I have left him and am no longer physically close to him. I am among you as a human being, yet I only choose a cover for myself so that you can see me and dissolve it just as quickly again in order to be invisible to you. And thus I want to give strength to all of you, so that you will remain faithful to me and persevere until the end. It will necessitate immense strength, which you will be enabled to muster by yourselves. However, I know my own and will no longer leave them to my adversary. Therefore, have faith and always expect my help. The greater the adversary is, the closer I will be to you, and you will behold me physically. But then you will know that the hour is near when I will reveal myself to all those who do not want to believe and are unaware of the approaching end. Then the time I allocated for people's redemption will soon have run out, and be followed by the day of the end and with it the last judgment, as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. Amen.